Let's look at some pictures to start us off, first of all. This is from a composite study of those that are no longer with us after a certain injection. Here we have a patient here. Now, this is the spike protein that's shown up here in orange. This is in the heart tissue of patients that are sadly no longer with us, and we see it there again. And that is the spike protein, and it's got a very strong temporal correlation with the injection, as we'll see. Here's another one here. Again, we see the orangey colour in the heart muscle where there's not supposed to be any. Now, we know this can occur as a result of COVID, and the authors were well aware of this. So this patient here had SARS coronavirus 2. He was positive, and he did have that as well. But of course, the authors knew how to differentiate between spike protein alone and spike protein with other components from the virus. Not so much the authors, but the pathologists that the authors were putting together on this one. So pretty incontrovertible, really. It's there in, it's a photograph. It's like a, it's not black and white. It's stained and orange, isn't it? It's purple and orange, but the evidence is there. And this also shows inflammatory changes. So as well as the spike protein there, there's inflammatory changes. And this shows the CD4 cells, the T helper lymphocytes. And we see these here. Now, again, these are in myocardial tissue, in the heart tissue of people that are no longer with us. And these brownish orangey blobs simply should not be there. There is no place. These inflammatory cells should simply not be there. But yet they are in these three specimens. This is pretty strong evidence. It's post-mortem evidence. It's about the strongest you can get. So the idea is that this damage is part of the heart. Here we see the wall of the left ventricle, the wall of the right ventricle. And if the wall of the heart is damaged, then what happens is it becomes electrically unstable and can start giving off hundreds of electrical impulses. The heart muscle tries to contract with these, but it can't. And you end up with a rapid, uncoordinated contraction. One form that they found in this study was this first one, which is called ventricular tachycardia, and this one, which is called ventricular fibrillation. And of course, without treatment, these patients will go on to leave us pretty shortly after. Now, let's get straight on and look at this data. Now, this is from a preprint. So this hasn't been peer-reviewed, but it's been reviewed by senior doctors and pathologists. And I've read it, and it's actually a pretty good study. It uses standard methodology to collect the data. So let's look at it now and see what happens. So autopsy, post-mortem, exactly the same thing. Proven COVID vaccine-induced myocarditis. Now, the authors say, do check it out for yourself. Download the PDF. It's all there. COVID-19 vaccines have been linked to myocarditis, which in some circumstances can be. This systematic review aims to investigate potential causal links between COVID-19 vaccines and from myocarditis using post-mortem or autopsy analysis. I just have to plug my camera in. There we go. A systematic review. So it's a systematic review of all published autopsies involving COVID-19 vaccine-related myocarditis. So by definition of its autopsy, the individual is no longer with us. Through all the way to July 3rd of July 2023, so bang up to date, all autopsy studies that included COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis were included. Causality in each case was determined by three independent cardiac pathology people with cardiology and pathology expertise. So three independent reviewers looked at this. So of course, we have to determine the difference between a correlation that this adverse event happened after vaccination and the vaccine caused the event. And that's the whole point of this study. The authors are claiming to have demonstrated clear causality. That's what makes this study quite profound. So the initial identified quite a lot of studies, but after screening the inclusion and exclusion criteria, 14 papers, 28 autopsies. Now, this might not sound many, but of course, most are simply not recorded. And of course, in the vast majority of cases, autopsies were simply not performed. Or if they were performed, the appropriate tests weren't done. Now, the days after vaccination to the adverse event that we're looking at here, some patients had the adverse event on the same day. One, two, three, quite a few on the third day. But all the way through to this is day 36 here, if you're watching on your phone, you can't see it. So patients had this adverse event, no longer being with us, from day 0 to day 36. The most common being on day 3. And this was broken down quite extensively, and as you would expect, the problem was worst in young men. Not exclusively, but it was worst in young men, as we already know. So another point of consistency there, really. We established that all 28 adverse events were causally linked to COVID-19 vaccination by independent adjudication. In other words, the adverse event was caused by the vaccine. Their conclusion, that there's a temporal relationship, internal and external consistency, that this is the case. Now, individuals no longer with us with known COVID vaccine-induced myocarditis. So they looked at the pathophysiological mechanisms. I wrote a book on that. I should know how it's spelled. It's available for free download if you want to avail yourself. I'll put the link. Pathophysiology. So pathophysiological mechanisms made sense. Related excess deaths made sense. Complemented with autopsy findings, again, it was consistent. It was independent adjudication. Application of the Bradford Hill criteria that we've looked at many times on this channel that help us to adjudicate between a correlation and causality and the Bradford Hill criteria, which were used initially to determine that smoking caused lung cancer, then that smoking caused heart disease, and then that asbestos caused mesothelioma. That these are well tried and tested criteria were fulfilled in these cases.